Welcome in to this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Mr. Tom Fortino. My name's Kevin McAlpin. Hope you are having a wonderful weekend. And to all the dads out there, a happy Father's Day weekend. We hope your family, your kids, your wives are spoiling you rotten here this weekend. And obviously, we appreciate you making this show a part of your week as we talk all things retirement, helping you put the plan in place for your financial future. If you'd like to learn more, pick up the phone. Get on Tom Fortino's calendar with the Alpha Wealth Group today. 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Lots to get to over the course of our show here today. But before we do, we've got to bring in the man of the hour and the star of the show, my buddy, Mr. Tom Fortino. Tom, great to be with you. How are you today?
Great to be here. I'm ready to go. Good morning to everyone. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We're going to have a great show today, so stick around.
No doubt about it. And Tom, I've said this on the show before, and I tell my wife, I tell my kids all the time, the two coolest things I think you can be called in this life are dad and coach. And I've been able to marry the two of those together by coaching a number of my son's teams. So I don't think it gets a whole lot better than when someone looks up at you and calls you dad, and then another kid calls you coach, and you kind of have that influence on a number of different lives, very similar to what you do every day, helping folks get ready for their retirement, isn't it?
Well, I like to think of myself as a coach and an advocate and someone there that's to make, you know, that cares for their well-being, certainly their overall well-being. And it's not always just about the finances. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about these other things, having purpose, knowing what you're going to do, feeling good about being in retirement. So, God, there's a lot of aspects we're going to get into. We want to start with financial security piece of it, then we can start building on all of these other things. So as I said, we're going to cover a lot today. Hopefully going to walk away with some good ideas and actionable items. That's what our goal is every week.
Yeah, no question about it. And if some of those items leave you wanting more, you'd like to get on Tom's calendar, you'd like to have a discussion with someone who does this day in and day out when it comes to getting set for your retirement, again, that number to reach Tom and his team at Alpha Wealth Group, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or don't forget, you can always download those Alpha Wealth reports at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know we've talked a lot about the ups and downs of the market on this show. Really, 2025 has been a bit of a roller coaster here. And JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon sees no end to the uncertainty in this economy. And Bloomberg TV recently asked him to give his chances on what he thought about a potential recession.
I'm going to defer to economists who give it about a 50% chance. Tariffs, and of course the geopolitical situation is very tense, very difficult. I think all these things are probably inflationary a little bit more and slowing down the economy. If there's a recession, I don't know how big it'll be or how long it'll last. Hopefully we'll avoid it, but I wouldn't take it off the table at this point.
All right, so Tom, here's the bottom line. No one really knows what's going to happen in the future. But when it comes to your clients, how can you put a plan together for those folks who might be nervous about, you know, entering retirement at a time where so much has been up in the air here over the last few months?
Well, you know, I want to give credit to Jamie Dimon. He's a great financial mind. He runs the biggest bank in the entire country. But he's kind of adding to some of this nervousness. I'm sorry, you know, going into all these things. But it's legitimate. Look, we deal with people, you know, that are nervous. And of course, you're going into this new phase of life. There's this uncertainty. You've never, you know, how many times with anything in life, the first time you've ever experienced it, how do we know how it's going to come out? But there's ways to do that. The first step, of course, is listening. Mm-hmm. So when I sit down with someone, let's talk about where you're at. What are your concerns? Then it's all about, okay, now that we know these things, you know, retirees certainly outliving your savings, outliving your investments. That's the biggest concern. We talk about it all the time, Kevin. Then there's healthcare costs. There's taxes. There's all of these things that we talk about. And so it's all about, I'm going to make it simple, and we'll go into it a little further. It's about creating a financial plan. That's why when you hear us talk about the five pillars, because then it takes care of all these things. So let me pose these questions. And if I asked you this, could you answer them? Number one, do you feel you have all the income that you need throughout your lifetime? And if you're married, throughout your spouse's lifetime, what have you done to create an income plan, which we're going to talk about coming up? You know, how do you do those things? The Social Security decisions. If you have a pension, that decision. These are all income pieces to your plan. Do you think your portfolio, the longevity of your portfolio is going to make it? Then we have to say, well, what about taxes? What are we doing to minimize taxes during our lifetime? You know, keep in mind, when you pull money out of a retirement account, you've got a partner. And I've said it before. If you need $30,000 out of a retirement account, well, You know, if you're in a 25% effective tax bracket, $10,000 is going to the government. You're going to get $30,000. Mm-hmm. That's what you're netting. So, and then Social Security can be taxable up to 85%. Again, that's the second piece of what we talk about. And then, of course, there's longevity risk and market risk. And so, and I just mentioned healthcare. What if there's a long-term illness? If I pose these questions to you, what are you doing to minimize taxes? What are you doing to maximize Social Security? What are you doing to protect assets in the event of an unforeseen, you know, unfortunately, some of these things that aren't so great? You know, I've had conversations with a client recently. Their mother's having issues. They're looking at facilities, $10,000 to $12,000 a month.
Wow.
Now, if I said that to you and I said, so what's your plan if you have to come out of pocket for a spouse? And what happens to the healthy spouse? I'm just posing these questions because, you know, we have the retirement roadmap. It's on our website. It goes through, I call it the 5 simple steps to a stress-free retirement. So how do we minimize that? Again, first step is listening, understanding what you're trying to accomplish. And what if we could remove most of that uncertainty or maybe all of it? So to say, hey, we're creating an income. We're minimizing the taxes. We've got an investment plan that we think makes sense for us. When was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? And we're going to get into that more, Kevin, as you know, today. We're going to dive into all of these things. So stick around as we talk specifics. Again, I don't want to minimize it, but it's all about having a plan. You know, I talked to someone, I had a meeting earlier today. I said, you know, we've had this person who's been managing our accounts for a while. This is not disparaging, probably a very good person. And they said, you know, they've done a pretty good job over the last few years. I said, okay, well, what else are they doing for you? Well, they're just, you know, they're looking at investments. Have they talked to you about tax planning? No. Have they ever looked at your tax returns? No, not really. Do they know how, you know, where the income's going to come from? Or are they just saying you just pull money off the investments? How's that going to work? Have they run and test and stress test your plan? Again, that's another piece of this where based on your goals, we will test your plan. You're going to see where it's at. We're going to look at ways to get to tax free. And so this is really the approach because guess what happens? All of a sudden, the stress level comes down. You see where you stand. You can start to quantify things. So then, you know, you can say, yep, I'm confident I'm going to create income the rest of my life. And to the extent, you know, or if I predecease my spouse, I know for both of our lives. This is really kind of a good feeling. I think so. In retirement, and I'll make this offer, and I say this, you know, I've said this before, retirement should be about enjoying life, not worrying about your finances. Mm-hmm. And so if we can start planning now to ensure a comfortable, stress-free, I'll stress the stress-free future, we need to refine our strategy, take a look at the right retirement plan. That can make all the difference. So, you know, for those of you that want to sit down and have us go through all of these things, you've heard me say it before, Kevin, throw everything in a box. Don't wait. Take control of your tomorrow today and give our team a call right now. We'll take a look at, again, creating an income plan. We'll do the Social Security note. We'll do a portfolio x-ray. We'll look at everything, your estate plan, making sure that's in place. Do you have the right documents? And so that's what it's about. We want to secure your financial future now so you can enjoy your golden year stress free. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. There's no cost or obligation, but this is a complete customized retirement plan. And so, as I said, this could be one of the best moves you make this year as it relates to your financial picture. So give us a call. We're here to help you out. You can even go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time right online. Couldn't be any easier than that. Again, I want to be a resource for you. Any questions you have, please feel free to reach out to us as well.
Pick up the phone. Give him a call today. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You heard Tom mention it. That complimentary retirement roadmap, all yours. Absolutely complimentary with no obligation. Now, don't delay. Pick up the phone and give Tom Fortino and his team a call. 630-864-6711. All right, coming up next, we talk about annuities quite often on this show, but with so many varieties, are some annuities riskier than others? And later, we know Social Security could see some big changes on the horizon. So what can we do now to prepare for possible changes later? We'll get to that and more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. With the principal and founder, Tom Fortino, I'm Kevin McAlpin. Appreciate you being part of the show. And if you'd like to learn more, you'd like to sit down with Tom and his team as you plan out for your retirement. Remember, folks, there's so many things that go into this when it comes to planning, putting that plan in place. Not something you want to do on your own. Utilize Tom and his years of experience by getting on his calendar today. 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. 864-6711. Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, we know the big question when folks walk away from the 9-to-5 is, where's the income going to come from? And obviously, more people nearing retirement love the idea of guaranteed income. That's why annuity sales continue to set records. But there are still some skeptics out there who worry about losing their principal investment. So let me ask you, Tom Fortino, is that really a concern with annuities? And really, part B of that is, are some annuities in the end riskier than others?
You know, this is an area, Kevin, when we talk about your overall plan, there's these aspects where there's so much information out there, and unfortunately, sometimes there's misinformation. I'm not pro or con annuities. I'm not pro or con a number of things. It's what makes sense for the client, what makes sense for the individual, and what are they trying to accomplish. I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. I think we do a good job. You know, we have funds and we have strategies, portfolio strategies from growth stocks to dividend portfolios, and we combine them and we create, I think, as I said, solid, smart, strategic investment plans. Now, I'm also insurance licensed, which means life insurance, annuities, long-term care, and I've been doing this for over 25 years, so I understand these pieces of your plan. And so what is the purpose of using an annuity? You know, you mentioned some of these things. BlackRock, and Ackley, they did a survey. 89% of those, this was from their head of their retirement group, I'm sorry, and they said 89% of those in 401ks desired a pension-like paycheck. And so that's what in annuities now, because of the Secure Act, you know, they are now available in 401ks in some cases, and you might want to check on that. Because a 401k, while it is a defined contribution plan, I'm putting in $20,000 a year, whatever I'm putting in, the question is posed, well, what do I get on the back end? And the answer is, I don't know. It depends on how long it lasts, right? Mm-hmm. Not saying that's bad. I'm a big fan of systematic contributions. 401ks, they're terrific. But we have to understand there's no guaranteed income. We talked about it. You know, I've used the phrase before. Income is more important than savings and investments because savings can run out. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about creating an income floor. And this is critical. How do we create an income floor for clients? So the first thing is that Social Security, which I know we're going to talk about coming up. We're going to get into the specifics. That's a whole nother discussion. But that's an income, right? If my spouse and I have $65,000 of Social Security coming in, doesn't matter what's happening in the market, doesn't matter what age we are, doesn't matter how much we have in savings and investments. That's income. It's not savings and investments. We need to discern the difference. So how do we create this income for Social Security? Boom, I've got 60, 65, 70,000, let's say, between a couple. If I have a pension, stack it on top of that. And then we can say, do I want more income? So I create, again, this income floor that says it takes care of all my needs, it takes care of my income, my expenses, the turn the lights on. Is that going to reduce stress? We talked about that in the first segment. I think so. So, again, understanding how they work is really critical. And then say, yeah, it's for me or no, it's not. Again, I'm not pro or con. But let's talk about the benefits. There's a pension-like piece to it. Okay, in other words, it can create an income. In fact, it can create a joint lifetime income. So now, again, you know, imagine if you could say, as part of my income plan, and I recently had a meeting with someone. They were looking at an annuity. It would give them $35,000 a year of joint lifetime income. On top of that, he has a $40,000 pension. And on top of that, they have, between the two of them, Social Security, about $60,000. So let's start stacking those things up. 60, 40, that's 100, plus another 35,000. That's 135,000. There's their income floor. That's without touching investments. So, you know, when we talk about reducing stress and having these things in place. Now, are there good annuities? Are there bad annuities? Yeah, you want to make sure you pick the right ones for you. And so the difference with the annuities and using them, again, let's make this very simple. When you buy these types of things, or it's an investment, you're transferring risk. You're transferring market risk because it doesn't matter what happens in the market. The income's coming in. And by the way, for both your lifetimes, if you're married, you're transferring longevity risk. The income's coming in at 65, 75, or 95. So that's why we sometimes consider using some of the things as a piece of our plan. And again, it may not be right for you, but this is where it works. Now, to the extent you don't go through that money, well, guess what? It goes to your children and grandchildren or your spouse. And so people have to understand there's an account. I like to say there's an account value. Well, there is. There's an account value and an income value. The difference is that with the annuities and the investments, if you do go through that account, you will still continue to get a check. That isn't true on the investment side. So again, is one better than the other? No, they're different. And so we just want to understand how they work. And that's where I come in on all of this. You know, I had someone come in the other day. They had an annuity. She said, I don't understand it. I spent 20 minutes, 15 minutes with her. She said, I get it. I see how it works. I said, you see the benefits? You see the pros and cons? Yeah, I do. And so now she realizes, in fact, this one I think was close to $40,000 or $50,000 it's going to give her. So she was kind of happy. Hey, that's going to cover my expenses. Good. So I just want people to understand, you know, if you're looking at these, we offer all this information on our website. You can always go to alphawealthgroup.com. As you know, Kevin, we talk about our library. It actually has a report on there, Truth About Annuities. Mm-hmm. So understand how they work. Are there benefits to them? Absolutely. It's a guaranteed lifetime income and can be a joint guaranteed lifetime income. And then there's, you know, you have to understand how they work. Now, for those that don't have a pension, can this create a pension-like benefit? Sure can. And, you know, I've never heard anyone say, when someone says, you know, I got a pension, someone say, oh, that's too bad. So, again, how do they work? This is how they work. Again, they're an investment. There is an account value. We're not talking about immediate annuities. These are deferred annuities. And, again, you have some flexibility. So I just want you to understand that. Creates lifetime income. To the extent you don't go through it, it goes to your children and grandchildren. And this is how they can work in your plan. So I want you to get the information on these. And for anybody that wants us to run an analysis for you to look at it, or if you have a current annuity, because things have changed, interest rates, obviously, as we know, are up dramatically since they hit almost zero. And so now some of these annuities that can be replaced, you can almost refi. It's like refinancing your annuity, we call it. That's an opportunity, too. So if you want to take a look at this and your overall income plan and create what we call that income floor, pick up the phone, give our team a call. 630-864-6711. Take a look at this one piece of your overall plan. But imagine if we could, again, lock in these incomes that you can say, I know with certainty, regardless of the market, regardless of age, you know, regardless of the amount I have in my investments, I'm going to have an income for the rest of my life. That's a pretty good feeling, I think.
Now, let me ask you this, Tom, is that sort of a follow-up to that? When it comes to annuities, when it comes to those people who might say, nah, they're not for me, they're skeptical, mm-hmm. they hear that, you know, guaranteed income for life, do you feel like maybe that's part of it as humans? Yeah. We're kind of wired that, man, it sounds too good to be true. It has to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Kevin. I mean, we hear these things, and I've had people say that when we talk about them, they'll say, can you tell me about these annuities? I'm always going to give you an honest, objective evaluation, mm-hmm. right? They'll say, boy, that just seems too good to be true. And I'll say, look, you know, if you go with great companies, A-rated companies, companies that back that up, you know, a lot of these companies, I'll give you an example, Nationwide. Nationwide is involved in a lot of company plans, too. A lot of these companies actually provide pension benefits. They're well-funded. So you want to make sure these companies are set up properly. It's just like with life insurance. Sometimes I'll use that example. Somebody will say, how can they pay, you know, cover me for $1 million if something happens to me and I'm paying these small premiums on some of these policies? You know, they've got it figured out. Don't worry, they're making money. And so these actuaries, they've got it figured out too. And so these are very solid strategies, and these companies are, again, if you work with the right companies, they're well backed, and it's a solid. And again, we're compliance driven. I'm an investment advisor rep. I can say guaranteed, and this is one time when I can. I can on the other types of things, and I wouldn't.
Well, maybe you're a skeptic. Maybe you feel like it's too good to be true. You'd like to learn more about annuities and how they can provide that stream of income when you do walk away from the 9 to 5. Don't delay. Pick up the phone. Give Tom Fortino and his team at Alpha Wealth Group a call today. Again, folks, that number is 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or you can always visit Tom on the website and schedule that initial consultation. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. And don't forget about those complimentary alpha reports as well. And you can get those complimentary by visiting alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, we talk Social Security quite often on this show. We've also talked about some changes we could see to Social Security down the road. So how can you plan now for potential changes later? We'll tell you as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Thanks as always for joining us here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all brought to you by the Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino, he's the principal and founder. I'm Kevin McAlpin. And of course, Tom and I appreciate you being part of the show each and every weekend. And speaking of weekends, hopefully all the dads out there, you're enjoying Father's Day weekend. Hopefully getting spoiled by the kids as we've earned it. Right, Tom? At this time of year, we always talk about the moms. They earn Mother's Day. I think us dads, I think we earn at least one day a year, don't you?
Well, you know, I saw a thing on TV about, you know, the gifts and so on about, No ties, no mugs.
Right.
You know, I
socks.
Think
yeah. No socks.
The number one gift was, I think, taking you out to dinner.
Okay.
So I guess that's, I don't know. But hey, so, you know, it's the simple things.
Yeah, for sure. My wife always jokes. She goes, what do you want to do for Father's Day? I said, I want to cook a steak, I want to drink a bourbon, and I want to smoke a cigar, and I want the kids to leave me alone. Is that too much to ask? I guess it is when all's said and done, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. But again, we hope the dads are having a great Father's Day.
Yes.
And maybe some of our dads are getting ready to enter that retirement stage of life. If that sounds like you, maybe you're a few years out, maybe you're recently retired, you'd like a second opinion of your retirement plan, give Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group a call today. Again, folks, that number is 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711, or online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. All right, Tom, I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
What's Social Security going to look like in the next 10 years?
You know, that is a million-dollar question. In fact, it's more than a million-dollar question, because when you look over your lifetime, you know, it could be well over $1 million that you're going to receive in benefits. So there you go. That's all I can answer. But the future, no, I can't answer the future. Sorry. Yeah.
I think a lot of us just throw our hands up. We know there's probably going to be changes. We don't exactly know what it's going to look like, though, 10 years down the road. But here's Wharton School of Business professor Olivia Mitchell recently talking about it with Yahoo Finance.
The reality is the U.S. Social Security system already is facing insolvency. After that, full benefits cannot be paid unless the system is reformed. That's different than saying the system is bankrupt. That is, it's still going to have enough revenue coming in to be able to pay about 75% for all current and future retirees, since there simply isn't enough revenue coming in to keep the benefits that have been scheduled.
All right, so Tom, here's the bottom line. We know that this is going to affect everyone at some point down the road. Yep. So what can your clients, what can our listeners really do, and what should they be thinking about here? Because again, it seems like, 2033, 2034, that's so far down the road, but man, time's flying by. This is going to be here before you know it.
This is one of these things where I say control what you can, right? There's certain things we just can't control. I mean, I can't control the Social Security Administration and what they ultimately decide, but regardless of what ultimately happens with benefits, and nobody knows, you know, we have to do what we can on our end, which is do the right thing as far as our claiming strategies. We talk about this all the time. The decision you make as it relates to Social Security can be pretty impactful, I should say. Forbes says that 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file for Social Security at the wrong time. Now, we do a Social Security analysis. That's part of our analysis and our you know, our review of your plan. And I've seen differences of depending on when you claim it, because we show you taking it at different ages, hundreds of thousands of dollars, I mean, $300,000 or more. So we just have to understand these are irrevocable decisions. And our claiming strategy, I've quoted Lawrence Kotlikoff before. He's got a great book out there called Get What's Yours, Get What's Yours. By the way, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and download our Social Security decision. I mean, the information is there. And so when we make this decision, keep in mind it's irrevocable in many ways. If you're at 72, you want to go back, it's too late. If you lock into a lower benefit, keep in mind you permanently reduce your monthly benefits. If you take benefits, you're eligible as early as 62. Now, that's a 30% reduction by your typical full retirement age of 67. Do you want to take a 30% haircut? Mm-hmm. You're locked into that. In addition to that, any cost of living riders are going to, cost of living additions are going to be less, of course, because it's on a smaller amount, and it could impact your survivor benefit to your spouse. So, you know, this is critical. And let me make one other comment here. There's no perfect answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we can make an informed decision. Doesn't make sense to defer. It grows by 8% per year. It's called the delayed retirement credit. And again, that's why I always say, I come back to, I want to be objective. I want to be, you know, my evaluation, honest and objective. Let's run the numbers, because now it's just not based on my opinion. Just take it early. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. But, you know, what? How is that going to penalize you down the road? And it could. You know, again, getting back to Lawrence Kotlikoff, he said there's over 2,700 rules in the Social Security handbook. And so it's just not this simple thing, but we can try to simplify it as much as possible. So you can look back and say, you know what? I did the due diligence. Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
If you can say, I took the time to make this decision, and I'm not going to regret that I just pulled the trigger, and now I'm locked into a lower benefit for the rest of my life. And oh, by the way, now for my spouse, if that, because the survivor benefit, keep in mind the higher benefit goes to the surviving spouse. So if I'm going to defer one, I'd probably want to defer the bigger one, because that stays for both your lifetimes. There's all these moving parts on the Social Security decision. I try to simplify things. So, you know, for those of you that, you know, want us to do the Social Security analysis, get information on it. That's why we're here for you, so we can take a look at this and so you can feel good. This is part of this creating that. Remember we talked about in the other segment, Kevin, creating an income floor. Mm-hmm. This is one of the income pieces. And so how do we optimize our cumulative lifetime benefit in Social Security? And there's ways to try to do that, at least, again, make an informed decision. So this is why I talk about, look, the future of Social Security affects us all. I'm not saying, and I don't know, but it does affect us, our retirement, our families, our financial security. So if you can understand some of the challenges, understand how it works, we can start to look at some solutions. Now is the time. So I'm going to make this offer. Now is the time to analyze and take a look at your Social Security. Understand what your claiming strategies are. Understand what, you know, it looks like if I take it at this age or if I take it at this age. Sometimes there's this income back. Do I draw down the investments and let it keep deferring till age 70? That's the maximum benefit. I've seen differences of $10,000, $12,000 a year just by waiting 3 or 4 years. Keep in mind, that's the rest of your life and the rest of your spouse's life. This is critical stuff. So if you want to take advantage of the Social Security analysis, I always say, let's shape a stronger future together. Let's take a look at creating this income planning piece. We can talk about, and which we're going to, Kevin, how do we get more of it tax-free? That's coming up. Mm-hmm. See all these, I talk about this compounding effect. All of these things overlap. But if you want the Social Security analysis, in fact, we'll do a complete income plan analysis and an overall analysis. It's all part of it. Once we start on one piece, we're going to look at it all. So give us a call. Pick up the phone. Give our team a call. Let's secure your financial future. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 to schedule a time. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's information there. You can even schedule a time to chat. If you just want to schedule a few minutes to chat, or you want to schedule a time to meet with me personally, or, you know, there's, again, download a report. You can sign up for our newsletter. All of these things are available. We have classes that you can sign up for. All of these things are free, so you have no excuse. You want to, again, schedule a time or see us, and we'll dive into all this stuff. Let's remove some of this uncertainty we were talking about in the first segment. Let's reduce the stress levels, and let's get a plan in place for you.
Let me ask you this too, Tom. When folks come in maybe for a second opinion, or mm-hmm. maybe they tried to do this themselves, and they come to you and they say, well, here's my, you know, Social Security claiming strategy. Here's why I did what I did. How often have you found folks that have tried to handle this on their own that maybe have some regrets about the timing of when they thought they were doing the right thing, but ultimately it could end up costing them in the long term?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough one because, but it does happen. I mean, I've had these conversations where they have said, you know, I locked into this benefit. Somebody said, take it as early as you can. And now I'm looking at it years back and I'm saying, man, it would be nice if I had that higher benefit today. And so it does happen. And or sometimes, again, people will say, I really didn't understand it as much. I wasn't given that advice. Again, this is not against any of their advisors out there, but this is why this is so important to your point. Yes, we do investment advisory services because I'm a registered investment advisor rep. Yes, we do portfolio management, tax planning. But I also want to provide information on the Social Security piece because, as I said, it's obvious. I think it's critical to your overall plan. It's income. Mm-hmm. And this is maybe the cornerstone of your financial plan.
Give Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group a call today. Again, folks, it's 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or online, you can always visit Tom and the team on these website. It's alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Also, don't forget about those Alpha Wealth reports. You can download those absolutely complimentary today, alphawealthgroup.com. We'll give you a couple of minutes to make that call and get on Tom's calendar and be back with much more of this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group right after this. Thanks for joining us here on the Alpha Wealth Hour with you each and every weekend, talking all things retirement, helping you put that plan together for your financial future. And if you'd like to learn more, you'd like to sit down with someone who's been doing this for a long, long time. That's why Tom Fortino and his team at the Alpha Wealth Group are here for you. Pick up the phone today. Give him a call. Get on his calendar at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711 or online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I was reading this story here recently with the Wall Street Journal outlining the benefits of an IRA to Roth conversion, saying that obviously staying in a lower tax bracket can extend your portfolio longevity for up to 7 years. And obviously we know tax is a big part of what you do each and every day. Medicare can also throw a little bit of a wrench into this plan as well. So sure. Let me ask you this. These Roth conversions, are these things you should really try to focus on finishing before you get to that Medicare stage, or how do you handle these conversations with your clients?
Well, Roth conversions, and let me just, there's a couple takeaways here, I guess. When we talk about tax planning versus tax preparation, and we're hitting a lot of topics here. We've talked about income planning. We've talked about creating plans. We've talked about Social Security. Now we're talking about the tax component to it. And as I said, this is just, you know, hopefully this illustrates how we approach things, because tax planning is really one of the most overlooked areas, I think, in retirement planning. One of the comments you made there, Kevin, is portfolio longevity. I've seen studies. There was one done by, I may not pronounce his name right, Wade Fow. He's director at American College in Pennsylvania. He's a PhD. He did a study, and it was primarily Roth conversions, some other tax efficiency strategies, prolonged the longevity of your portfolio for 5 years. Okay. And so we've heard, seen other studies that are a little further, whatever it may be. But the point is, you know, we talked when I mentioned, hey, you got to pull out 40 to net 30 if you're in a 25% effective tax bracket, because 10,000 is going to the government. Imagine if you could pull out 30, you know, if you pulled out 30 and you netted 30, right? There's no partner. And that's how Roths work. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, health savings accounts, there's all this tax-free stuff. We try to get you to tax-free. That's one of my goals. Something I do year in and year out with my clients. And that's why I say, when you come in, I want to look at your tax returns. I have these discussions every week. So in fact, not only do, when I talked about having that 10,000 that goes to the government, when you pull 40,000 out of a traditional IRA or 401k, government's getting 10, you're getting 30, right? But then it can also impact, as you were talking about, your Medicare premium. Mm-hmm. Roths don't do that either. There's, it's called IRMA, income related monthly adjustment amount, I think. Sorry with the acronyms, but there is a table. It's like a marginal tax bracket, right? It can impact your Medicare premiums. Now there's ranges. So this is why when we do strategic Roth conversions and getting money over, you can do it prior to Medicare, but you can also do it while you're taking Medicare. You may be able to take out 30, 40,000 and still stay within brackets where it doesn't increase your Medicare premium, and also stay within tax brackets, though it doesn't increase your marginal tax bracket. And so this can be done above and beyond the Medicare premiums, or beyond when you start Medicare at 65, because again, if you're aware of how this works, why would we not want to get more money into tax-free? What does that do for us? Well, of course, I call this forward tax planning. And this is just one example of what we do. As I mentioned, our Getting to Tax-Free report, again, another report in our library. See, these are the resources we want to make available to you so you get ideas. There's 7 ideas in there. Mm-hmm. This is one of them. You can go to alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Download it. But again, you want to be Roth conversions. You can do any amount at any time at any age. But what if we did it systematically? And as I said, forward tax planning. So if I do $30,000 a year for 10 years, well, guess what? I've repositioned $30,000. I'll never pay tax on the rest of my life. There's no required minimum distributions. It doesn't impact my Medicare premiums, and it doesn't tax my Social Security. So, you know, don't we want to be in a better spot down the road? Mm-hmm. And so time's going to pass. And if we do nothing, well, that's why we call it a tax time bomb, because eventually, you got to take money out, required distributions, and now you may take out more than you need, and now it may make your Medicare premiums go up. Because when you think about the premium, Medicare premium, I had someone come in to see me, and they said, man, our Social Security went down this year. I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, it went down $300-$400. They sold a property in California, okay? Super good, nice people. And they just said, and so what happened was, it was a one-time event, so they showed this big gain on their house. Guess what? Jacked up their Medicare premiums. Mm. And so it's like a tax. It really is, because guess what? It reduces your income. And so this is why it's so critical we coordinate all of these pieces, because, you know, I always say sometimes these problems are asleep. We don't realize it. And then boom, all of a sudden we get it. We're giving up money on our Social Security. We're giving up more money out of our retirement accounts and down the line. And then at some point we may lose some tax control. So I always pose the question, you know, what are you doing to minimize taxes? What is your tax plan? There's tax efficiency strategies, owning the right investments. So, you know, all of this stuff is there. We have these other reports on tax planning on our website. But, you know, I've offered a number of things today, Kevin, or we have, as far as it goes to, you know, doing the Social Security analysis, doing an income plan analysis, doing an overall plan. Well, part of that is the tax planning. And I like to always say, don't leave money on the table. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we do the tax planning analysis, again, it's tax planning versus tax preparation. It's not about just filling out a form and figuring out what you need to own. How about doing some tax planning? So if you want to really take a look at doing things that can impact your taxes today, which means the less I give, the more stays in my pocket, give us a call. We'll do what I call a tax optimize. We'll look at tax optimizing strategies. Throw everything in a box. Bring in your tax returns. You're going to be surprised. There's probably a lot more things that you can be doing. It's always a nice thing when you do, as I like to say, Washington proof your investments as much as possible. So if you want to take a look at this as well as your overall plan, because it always leads into all these other things, just pick up the phone, give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to schedule a time. And as I said, you can always go to our website at alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time, just chat if you have some questions specific to your situation. You want to download reports, we're here. We're a resource for you. There's a lot of options that are available. Again, we just mentioned the Roth conversions. There's Roth IRA contributions, Roth 401ks, after-tax contributions. Again, health savings accounts. All of these things are tax-free.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to those Roth conversions, I know, Tom, we talk about them all the time as something you can do in your working years. And some folks might go, well, I'm retired. Did I miss the boat? Is it too late? And for folks who are already in retirement, the answer is a pretty simple one. No, right? There's still opportunities to convert to those Roth accounts, even if you are in your retirement stage, isn't it?
You know, actually, there may even be a bigger opportunity. So what I mean by that, I'll give you an example. I had someone who retired, and this is happens. Of course, your W-2 income, your wages go away. So now you have no wages. And if you're deferring Social Security, which we talked about, think about it this way. Now you defer, your Social Security is ticking up at 8% a year because I'm deferring that. And if I have some after-tax monies that I saved, I can pull that out, you know, and or savings. That's not taxable because it's after tax money, or maybe I use some of the IRA money, but I could be in a 10 or 12% tax bracket. I have a standard deduction that's almost $30,000, so I may be at negative 30. Sometimes I can do conversions on some of this at a very low tax bracket. So if I said to you, you can convert money at 10, 12% and some at zero today to never pay tax on it the rest of your life, never have any required minimum distributions, goes to your spouse and children tax-free, would you do it? Yeah. And so to your point, many times as the wages go down, man, there's a big opportunity and there's a window here where you can really do some significant, significant forward tax planning and getting to tax free.
If you'd like to learn more, you'd like to pick up that complimentary tax planning analysis, don't delay. Get on Tom's calendar today. Give him a call. Again, it's 630-864-6711, online at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, the show has zipped right on by here. Hard to believe we are already at the end of this week's program. But before we say goodbye, I'm going to leave the floor all yours today for the final word.
Well, Kevin, you know, when we started out, we said we were going to deliver on some information today. There's so much to cover. We try to cover as much as we can. And I hope we're helpful for everyone out there to say, hey, I'm going to revisit something. Even if it's you're going to take a look at one thing, as I said, hopefully it's going to be the overall plan. And I hope you're going to give us a call and schedule a time to talk. There's all these resources that are available to you. One or two ideas, if you can start to put these in place, they're going to make a difference. So don't procrastinate. Take action. Do some things and take a look at these things that I think are going to impact your life as well as your family's.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.